Hi, I'm Christine Wurtzen. As a communicator, I'm passionate about showcasing the beauty of the gospel and bringing to light the powerful implications of new birth in Christ. As daughters of promise, we are much loved children of our Heavenly Father. So I hope you'll join me for the next 2 minutes. You're listening to Daughters of Promise. When you're asked a question that hits too close to home, skirting the issue is always a temptation. So when someone says, "Where were you last night?" we're tempted to give a short and evasive answer and just say, "Out." The one who asked gets the message that the subject is closed. But what about when God is the one asking the question? The truth should come spilling out of us, right? Most often, it does not. Defensiveness runs deep in our carnal nature. So back to Cain and Abel, we've been talking about them a lot. Cain knew God. Cain knew God's nature. He was love, but he was also holy. Did Cain tremble when God came to ask him, "Where's Abel?" Not at all. The first words of sarcasm in Scripture are found in Cain's retort to God. He said, "What? Am I my brother's keeper? When I've sinned and the Spirit of God inquires, what have you done?" The only option available to a child of God who is honest and humble is, "Oh God, I have sinned, forgive me." True repentance is specific. In the story of Hosea, God said, "Take words with you and return to the Lord and say to him, 'Forgive all our sins and receive us graciously.'" When I receive an apology from someone, it's most effective when the other person is specific as to their offense. It's not at all helpful to hear, "I guess I was a bad friend." For Daughters of Promise, I'm Christine Wurtzen.